Just Play Podcast Lovers. Great to be back again for another podcast. I'm Ryan Tricky, and here is my gorgeous, short-haired, somehow no grey hair on him at all, Mr. Andy Aitken. How are you, Mr. Andy?
I'm very good. I think factually slightly incorrect with the no grey hair. It possibly is the light on our site. Cool. Maybe I've just got a really good light where I'm currently recording this, but it's very kind words of you to say so anyway. But yes, very good. How about yourself?
No, good. Very, we're kind of in our tennis coaching world, I suppose. We've done our busy summers. I suppose most of us are kind of just ticking over, doing some admin and still doing obviously work, but we've had our busy time right now, haven't we? So that's what
Have.
just overviewing and that sort of stuff and reviewing. And so, yeah, all good. So, today we thought we'd go through a very, very, it might be controversial topic, but we've you may have seen out there, or may not have seen, there has been a video that the LTA have put out there to portray coaching versus maybe the day-to-day office job. Do you want to talk a little bit more about it, Andy?
Yeah, so this video is basically, you can probably view it in the UK. So it's our national association, the Lawn Tennis Association, trying to advocate why you basically should be recruited and maybe become a tennis coach, really. I think it's probably following the lines of similar adverts for, say, the police or the army. So you see these kind of adverts on television in the UK where, there's a 90 second, 2 minute advert and they're showing all these army cadets going through like mud and, join the family, etc. And I think that the LTA are trying to do, I guess, similar. They're trying to say, actually, you know what, our workforce is good, but can we, look at the next generation of coaches coming through? So they've basically, I think it was posted yesterday, so that would be Tuesday, 14th of October, posted this video to the masses as a sponsored post on Facebook, and I assume it's on other social media platforms as well. Just portraying tennis coaching or what your tennis coaching life could look like in about 90 seconds. Now, it's good. Don't get me wrong, it's filmed obviously really brilliantly. It's obviously done to a certain storyboard, so to speak. But I think the thing up for debate a little bit is whether that storyboard is correct. So if you've not seen it, and to give a little bit more context, as Ryan has said, the storyboard is essentially a tennis coach lifestyle on half of the screen. And there's like an office admin job on the other half of the screen. So it's sort of portraying tennis coaching in this bright environment, the screen's a little bit brighter, whereas the office one is on a train and this person going, I think it's a female in the video, going to an office job. And I think personally the screen is a little bit sort of darker. I think they're obviously doing that slightly on purpose, but is it right or wrong to promote other industries or devalue other industries in terms of, saying their job is less of a valuable one to us? And look, I don't think you can make the perfect video, and I guess that's sort of why we're discussing it today, whether it's right or wrong. So I guess, yeah, that is the video in a nutshell. It's one job versus another, tennis coaching versus an admin or an office role, and whether, you then change. And then there are some taglines from the LTA at the ends on the video, obviously saying, what the job is about. And one of those, I think, has been picked up by a few people in the industry, obviously myself and Ryan and other tennis coaches or committee members at clubs or directors. And it says about being a side hustle, which is going to hit a nerve with a few people. I guess I'll get your thoughts in a second or in a moment. I think it's right and wrong. I think it's right because some people are going to maybe just delve into tennis coaching and see what it's like. So it will be potentially, right, I'm going to do an office job during the week or whatever job it may be, a bit like the video is doing. And then on a Saturday, I'm going to do a bit of coaching just to see if I'm going to start to step into that industry. So I think that's a positive from that point of view. I think the slight negative is actually you're devaluing, I think, a little bit the service of what's being done by tennis coaches already if they read it. And I know it's not aimed at these people, myself and you and others, but I think it could touch a nerve wrongly. So I don't know. Thoughts on it?
I think you've pretty much, you've kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit. Yeah, They're trying to introduce, aren't they? Trying to make our sport, which any sport, to be fair, is obviously in coaching is going to be very active, but ours is a, you know, maybe like golf is a paid one. You get paid professionals versus volunteers. And it's just trying to paint a light, you know, from, you know, what it could be, you know, what you could have and what you've got now. And obviously, you know, we don't know the percentages of office workers around the world, let's say, but in the UK, but you'd like to think there's probably quite a few. So do I think, you know, I get what they're trying to do. It's quite a powerful, sort of powerful video because it kind of paints things like, you know, you might not be happy in your current office job, and you know, to be fair, you know, how many people are happy in their jobs, that type of thing. So I kind of get them painting that picture. And obviously our job, you know, what we do, we do love it, and you know, we are active. And for me, it's probably a reason for why I get involved in coaching in the first place. So I kind of agree with, you know, the video per se, but I also, like I say, when you said about it devaluing an office job, I think they were talking about like management or admin or something like that, you know, where the stresses might be quite big. I mean, yeah. I mean, I suppose if you're an assistant just doing a few hours at a weekend, then maybe they do the job. But like you say, it does devalue. So yeah, I like you, I kind of I'm on the fence a little bit. You know, I get what they're
Yeah,
doing.
I just don't think. I mean, like they've obviously done it, and obviously these creative, IT people have obviously gone to the LTA team and gone, look, this is the storyboard we want to use. I just, I think it's just bad. In a, look, and you're trying to upsell tennis, right? I completely get that, but none of that video has got like the office job, for example. Let's say it's city based. Those people going for a night out and high-fiving and having a laugh in a bar or laughing in the office and, getting a coffee or whatever. Neither does the tennis version have that lady teaching outside, coaching little children, sprinting around or absolutely chucking down with weather, chucking down with rain. So it's, again, you're always going to portray a job in its best light. I get that. I just, for me, I think the bit that probably maybe will irk a few people and certainly doesn't sit comfortably with me is the fact that you're comparing it to another job and it's not even like for like, right?
No.
It's not. It's so I just,
But maybe
yeah.
that's maybe the premise of, you know, the whole
Possibly.
point. It might be do you want a more active job versus an office job? You know, these kind of things are probably going to come out. And like you, I think, you know, if you're portraying a job like you had with, you know, I think the Royal Navy comes into mind where a guy's just in a council estate and he's working at Fish and Chippy or something, wasn't it? And then he's joined the family now as a marine, you know, in the Royal Navy sort of thing. Which again is, you know, I suppose, you know, you could say that they're doing the same thing. But I mean, as a tennis industry, a sporting industry, could we not, is our job not powerful enough to just to advertise it on its own?
Yeah, oh, exactly. It's probably a very good point, but maybe at the moment they don't think it's powerful enough, and it's just, yeah, it's very tricky in the sense of, yeah, what's right and wrong. I mean, I'm just quickly scanning through some of the social media comments, and there's about a dozen comments. I'd probably say three quarters of those are from tennis coaches already. And maybe that's because I'm looking at it on a tennis coach's part of the website. But yeah, I think you've just got to be so careful in terms of how this is done. And look, the people at the Lawn Tennis Association surely are going to be smart enough. I think certainly moving on quickly, the other bit certainly, which has been highlighted by one of our tutors when we did our SPC back in 2011, Chris Suter, mentioned it as a bit of a side hustle. I mean, how does that sit with you? Do you think is it healthy to portray a tennis career or coaching as a side hustle, essentially? Because that does that maybe rightly or wrongly then say to everybody, oh well, actually do your normal job, but become a tennis coach as well, and then just work one day a week. Whereas actually, we probably, like any industry, need more tennis coaches to probably work full time and do more.
I think as soon as we mentioned it about like just the word side hustle, and not without actually like looking at the you know, previously looking at the video, instantly I kind of I suppose I had negative thoughts about it just purely because, a lot of us work hard and it's maybe misunderstood. So until you watch the video, perhaps, it might, I suppose, does it really clear it up? I mean, what we do, I mean, I suppose that they're putting in their storyboard, who are we aiming this at? So this, like you said at the start, is not aimed at full-time tennis coaches, but maybe just trying to get people to have a little foot in the door sort of thing to try it, and then maybe with the idea of possibly, moving forward to a career if they like it. So I think the things that they're putting in the vehicle, sorry, in the video is, I think it kind of also says the right stuff about coaching, if that makes sense, but maybe minus the side hustle bit. But I suppose maybe their argument is going to be, well, we're not, when, we want to get new coaches involved. We want you just to try it out. But to me, I kind of see that as you're kind of painting a picture of, well, maybe coaches should have two jobs rather than, and kind of maybe diminishing our job to a degree. What would you say about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I think it potentially is. So I think it's just, yeah. I mean, crikey, we're gonna go around the houses on this, and there's no right or wrong. But I think, yeah, going back to, I think it is to try and get people's feet in the door with it. Is it diminishing our job? No, because I think that, how many people are people gonna see that and analyze it like we are? I'd like to think very few, but I just. Yeah, like anything, like we obviously try and promote our businesses. You've got to be very careful how you word things and the images you use, and you have to be very careful because people will nitpick it. We are a society where we are, yeah, scrutinizing almost everything. We're trying to find little flaws because if it's not as good as the last thing we saw, then we're going to be like, well, why isn't it as good as that? So that is unfortunately the way of the world, and almost. What we do on social media will be compared with a club within a, or clubs within a 10, 15-mile radius, because actually if they're doing a slightly better job and it looks aesthetically better, then why wouldn't we go to that club instead of that one if we're willing to travel? So I think, again, using this video as the example, right, actually it'd be interesting to see and compare, not that I have, like if you went and looked at an ECB one for cricket or an FA one for football or England netball, right, how they actually portray their job in a video. But I think it'll be very different to how we've done ours. So,
Is it,
yeah.
I suppose the question I'll put back at you, is it because, like you say, everything's a little bit into in videos and setups, like you say, everything's up for scrutiny. So, if you think about comedians, when they kind of tell a story, they tell a, quite a negative story, turn it into a, into a bit of a funny joke, right? And people don't really scrutinize it because they're telling the truth. So, is what they're saying might portray a negative vibe, let's say, for office workers, but are they kind of pointing at the right direction? People might love their office job, let's just say that right now. Obviously people might not want to be having an active job, but are they, I suppose what I'm trying to say is negative, because we're trying to always, like you say, kind of steer away from it, but actually, tennis is a positive, being outdoors, being healthy, that type of thing. So, is there something to be said for that side of things, being negative and not being afraid to be a little bit like that? Because we're kind of doing it a little bit now in this podcast, aren't we, to a degree?
Yeah.
And obviously it comes with scrutiny of whether people agree or disagree with us now, and might think the LTA and what they've done is a great video. But what would you say about it, about the kind of negative side of things? Do you, let's maybe not go into this video, but in your own job, do you sometimes think, oh, well, do you point a little bit of a negative to something to then highlight a positive? Or
I probably am guilty of doing that. It's very, very easy to practice what you should preach, but actually then preaching it is completely different. So I think that comes with our job, isn't it? It's the classic sort of positive sandwich known as different words in society, some slightly ruder ones. You crack in a positive, then obviously a negative or something to improve, and then obviously another positive or reinforcement word or phrase potentially or sentence. So yeah, look, I mean it's easy to do, and I guess I'd like to think if I did get it wrong personally, because like we're sole occupiers of a business, you and I think we'd have other people, hopefully you and I, if we saw stuff on social media or even if we were working together closely at the same club, you'd like to sort of point it out. I just, again, going back to this video and the LTA, it's a big organization. I can't believe there isn't a Scott Lloyd that's going, you know what, it doesn't sit 100% comfortably. And if it doesn't sit 100% comfortably, why risk putting it out there? But they obviously, you know, if I sat in front of the people that created it and they justified why it was done, they'd probably turn my head. I've got no doubt about it. They probably justify the reasons for it. Oh, actually, we knew that bit was going to be contentious, but this is the reason we've done it. Actually, we weren't quite happy with this bit, but we felt like this, you know, the storyboard or the way we created it was all needed to flow like this. So, and it'll be the same with like posters and adverts and all the rest of it.
Okay, so I think, we have talked this well and truly through. We see the positive
Try.
and negative, right? It's really hard. But ultimately, I'm going to ask you one question, okay? And that question is seeing that video back and pretending you weren't for a minute, you weren't a coach.
Okay.
All right. Does that media and you were in an office job, for example, or that kind of thing. If you watch that video now and think, yeah, would you think, oh, I fancy a little bit of that, or would you actually steer away from it?
It's tricky because obviously I love tennis. So if I'm
Yeah.
turning my tennis mindset off from it, and I am that person in the video traveling on a train and going, actually, you know what? Gosh, I mean, I'm going to come up with like a bit of an MP's answer, but I'm going to try not to. It's obviously going to be very different to if I love playing tennis recreationally to actually then viewing it as a job. If I loved playing it recreationally, and I felt like it was my outlet, or any other sport, I probably may not go into the industry just for the fact that actually I don't want to do something that I love. So some people are going to be like that. You and I are very fortunate, I guess, like a lot of tennis coaches in the country or in the world. We stepped into coaching because we love tennis and we love what we do and we love teaching. But there will be some people not like that. But there'll be also, again, possibly why this video is aimed at those people, some people who are maybe teetering on the edge and a bit like, you know what, I'm doing this job, whether it's an office job or anything else. And a bit like, actually, I haven't really thought about tennis coaching. I'll go to the LTA website. I'll see how much it is to try and do my qualifications and go through it. So, yeah, I don't know whether that really answers your question. As I said, it was going to be a bit of an MP's answer, but it will turn a few heads. It will turn a few heads, but not everybody. And it's not due to turn everybody's head. But if I'm average Joe Bloggs, would it turn my head? I'd look into it.
Okay, so it's worked in a way. Yeah.
I'd look
So,
into it, so
yeah, and I think obviously just to finalize is obviously when they, if I watched it, not being funny, I mean, I if you're an active person per se, and like you say, you probably got to like tennis a little bit to be able to think about like wanting to maybe get into it, or you'd like, you're quite an active person that would make you think about coming into it. So I think it would, yeah. I mean, definitely they've done. It does make me think that, if I wasn't, if I think back to like an office job that I previously did, for me personally, I'd say, right, nah, I quite like to get involved in tennis because that, it sounds great. And if you watch everything on social media nowadays, isn't it just painting, that picture of you must buy this or you must do that, or all the marketing and advertising leads that way. So, it's an interesting topic. But we felt we had to kind of just maybe have our little pitch on it. I hope that's kind of helped everybody. And if you haven't seen it, like I say, just have a little look on your social media sites and follow the LTA. I'd imagine it'd be on the LTA's social media. If you follow them, you'd be able to find the video, I'm sure. But that's probably going to conclude our video for this one. And some great opinions coming out there, some controversy as per usual, and unscripted as we always know. So, until next time, thanks for joining us, Andy.
thank you, Ryan.
We'll see you all soon.
See you soon. Show me love. This is all we got. Show me love.